from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, we learned today Russell Wilson and I have something in common. We both like to push sleds, because that's how Russell Wilson apparently injured his calf. Doing a sled push, that's why he was not part of Steelers practice today, besides doing a couple of individual throwing drills after practice wrapped up and some stretch exercises. It was another day at Justin Fields tonight. The Pirates start a series in Arizona without Brian Reynolds because he's on the bereavement wrist. Luis Ortiz will be on the mound, 8:40 first pitch. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Right now, broadcasting live from the HM3 CareFest 2024, it's Pony and Muller.
George is a pretty sharp guy. He's got to see the writing on the wall, right? I mean, they got rid of Deontay Johnson because he was a problem. And George Pickens has to know that if he doesn't turn around his act and, you know, act in a more appropriate manner on and off the field this season, that he might be the next guy out the door. Or at the very least, he's not going to get a second contract with the Steelers.
Malzy, we're at the HM3 CareFest event here, where later on tonight, one of the great performers in rock and roll history, I believe she is in Cleveland in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. If she's not, they should blow the thing up and start over again. Pat Benatar is going to perform. Pat Benatar was Amanda's first concert.
She told me that
today at Waffle House, yep.
Pat Benatar is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It took him way longer than it should have.
Well done.
You know what? Ultimate Classic Rock tells me Pat Benatar finally inducted in, implying there was a miscarriage of justice going on here.
Yeah. My first concert was Everclear.
I'm just gonna put my cards on the table here. It's embarrassing. My first concert was Avril Lavigne.
I love it.
She was
nothing
headliner,
shameful there.
Headliner there was Avril Lavigne. There was a Simple Plan. Do you remember that little
yeah.
punk band? And then here was the band that everyone was talking about afterwards, because it was like a pretty kid friendly show, but their big song had a lot of F bombs in it. A band called Gob. I don't think Gob went anywhere.
Donnie, do you like Avril Lavigne, or is that before your time?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you guys are aware of the conspiracy theory with her, too. People think she's been dead
she's
for like
already
20
been,
years.
Yeah, oh. That there's a body double situation. You know who she also was romantically involved with, Pony? Chad Kroeger of Nickelback.
Yes,
and
sir.
She was married to the singer from Sum 41, who was a complete mess of a human being.
Well, maybe one of her guitarists is warming up right now here at CareFest 2024.
This is going to make all of our opinions just sound like a rock and like very cool, like rock
well,
and roll.
I was going to say, do you think it's appropriate if I pull my pants down here? Just for a second, because I want to show you something.
No, why are you starting
T-Bird,
the show this way?
Do I have permission to pull my pants down quick?
No!
What, do you have a tattoo of Roy Orbison?
Yeah, you got it.
This is HR right now.
I want to just show you guys something quick here.
Oh, God, no.
Okay?
No.
I'm going to show you something, Malzy. I'm going to pull my pants down. You see that right there? You see that?
Yes.
That's a scar.
I can tell. Thank you.
I had a mole there.
Yeah.
That was removed when I was in eighth grade because they wanted to make sure it didn't have cancer in it.
Uh-huh.
So I show you that because there's a lot of scar tissue in that spot of my body. Why are you now covering your eyes like that?
Have you pulled your pants back up?
Yes, they are.
All right, good.
Okay. But did you see the scar?
I saw the scar. It looks like a weird stretch mark.
Yeah. Did you see the scar, Tom?
I think that that's what they named the Red Hot Chili Peppers song after.
Wow. Scar tissue.
Yes.
No.
Do you need to see
blood
it again?
Sugar Sex Magic.
No, I saw it in 4K.
Give it away is what they
in
actually
4K
did.
He goes, this guy likes porn. Right?
Wait, I mean, why do you automatically associate 4K with adult film?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They get excited about that.
Who does?
The distributors of it.
The youngins.
The youngins.
You know.
Gen Z.
I did, Colin. Sorry. Colin's right next to us doing his show. I'm bringing this up. Now I'm distracted because he's talking, and that might be an issue all day because we're right next to each other.
You're bringing up the scar tissue on your leg from a mole you got removed in eighth grade because of George Pickens.
We have wide receiver scar tissue, okay? And it's not just Antonio Brown, which obviously left a big scar like the one I have on my leg,
mm-hmm.
but there's also Chase Claypool, and there's also Deontay Johnson, who they – insiders have said all offseason – a big reason why they made that trade was because they didn't want Deontay Johnson in their locker room anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So we had this incident yesterday at practice where there's a blow-up between Pickens and the new wide receivers coach on day one, and now Kabali sends out a tweet that's in the process of going viral. Third down situation, Pickens runs a slant off a pick and is open across the middle. Fields goes to Austin outside and misses throw. Pickens, not thrilled with the decision, jumps up and down in disgust.
Yeah, I mean, that's the George Pickens experience in one sentence, basically.
In practice, in July, doing these things. I'm going to ask just a very open question to everybody here at 412-928-9370 to start today's show. Are we worried about George Pickens? Malzi, go.
No, because I think when the lights go on, he's still going to be their best receiver, and he's going to produce, and if he gets the ball, and I think there's a better chance that he'll get the ball more effectively this year, given who's quarterbacking the team, he generally is happy. And I'm not worried because I am confident enough with the just sheer number of elite wide receivers being produced now by college football because that's the direction the game has gone. That's where the supply of great athletes has gone to, wide receiver, corner, edge rusher, basically. Would you agree with that? That the game is producing way more good wide receivers because that's how the pro game is played. Guys come out with more polish. Guys, they're very athletic, et cetera. I know he's an athletic freak, but he's not so far beyond other guys in the NFL that you can't replace him.
Okay, that's moving the goalposts a little bit, though, because that's you saying...
I'm not concerned about him this year. I think he's going to be their best and most productive wide receiver.
That's you saying
this
even if he does blow up, it's fine because they can go replace him in the draft. I'm saying specifically about him and his future with the team.
Oh, I think he's probably a four-year guy, one-contract guy, and I've made peace with that now because it's very obvious to me that George Pickens.
Man, that's a big change from where you were last year,
Chris. He's incredibly mercurial. Here's where I would draw like a line of demarcation. Ryan Clark just tweeted like 2 days ago the big story about AB fighting like Keenan Allen or whatever at practice.
Yeah,
and Allen
slapped them and Talamalu got involved in that.
Yeah, it
which
turned
is
into
wild.
An insane brouhaha, and Clark just said everyone was brawling with everyone, basically trying to take a piece out of AB. That happened after he got paid. What was that, 3 or 4 years into his NFL career after year three, I want to say?
No, I think it was even before that, Chris.
Because year two for him was a 1,000-yard season. Then year three, he actually dipped back below 1,000 before he then went on the insane run years 4 through 9.
Yep.
But that happened after the money came for him, after an actual long-term show of faith happened. And everyone involved, including Ryan, likes to tell the story that they knew it was going to go down like that. But until that point, AB was not what he became. George Pickens is already this guy, and I am forced to acknowledge that he's always going to be this guy. It sounds like he bristled badly at being actually coached. Josh Miller chimed in, our old compadre here, and said that's the kind of thing you expect happens, like a blow-up between position coach and player, on day 18 of camp because everyone's nerves are frayed because they've been doing this for 2.5 weeks.
Baking in the sun.
Right, that just made
they're
sense.
They're exhausted. Dog usually, days of summer set in.
I usually think that the fights at camp either happen right at the beginning when somebody's trying to Dan Moore their way onto the roster like he did. He fought everybody till Hayward actually had to tell him, like, enough. Like, okay, we got the point. Or they happen towards the end of camp, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's mad. Everyone's tired. It's like being in any setting like that. You just have nerves get frayed. And Josh, I thought, made a pretty astute point when he tweeted that to me. You would expect that there would be a blow-up from those two after they've been doing this kind of thing, and he's been reprimanding Pickens, and Pickens has been chirping back for 2 weeks. This was day one, and it sounds like he was doing something pretty fair, Azani, the coach. It sounds like he was asking him for more consistent, like, focused effort. I don't think, like, I know that I probably have the reputation on this show as the guy who will defend athletes to, like, to a fault and say, like, if you're talented, you can get away with stuff. You should be practicing if you're George Pickens, like you want a big contract, not like you're lollygagging because you're the most talented guy in the group.
I am listening to you intently because I think it's very interesting how you're choosing to go about this conversation. You are, on one hand, saying you are not worried about Pickens. At the same time, you are saying that, and correct me if I'm wrong in this description of things, you are saying that not only the most talented, but just straight up, flat out, their best offensive player,
which I do think he is, yeah,
will not be on the team beyond his first contract.
They
keep all their best defensive players. They give all of those guys second contracts.
I know.
They have a what's the word I'm looking for here? They have
an affinity.
I'm going to say no. They have a hole. They have a void of good young offensive players.
Yep.
And the best one they have, you're saying, yeah, I've made peace with the idea that because of behavior like this, they're just going to be like, all right, when your contract is up, sayonara, see you later.
If he has a monster
that
year.
That is fascinating.
If he has a monster year and you get more of Pickens from the last three games of the season, where especially in Baltimore when it was just a waterlogged mess, the cameras were very clearly and specifically targeting him to see if he would blow up because that's good television. It's compelling.
Orlovsky
TV.
Was like baiting it. Orlovsky
was
just.
Orlovsky was almost waiting for it, and then when it kept not happening, they praised him and said he did a good job, basically. But like, unless you have a situation like that where he really is on the straight and narrow, and he is the consummate teammate, I just think Mike Tomlin, despite whatever he might say about him. We're bringing George along. We value George the person. Might just get tired of it. The other thing that Ray Fittipaldo said to us yesterday that I think that I took note of just because other people have said it, but Ray made it like a point to say it. I don't think AB was always the most calculating person in the world, do you? Like in terms of how he carried himself and how he knew that would impact his standing. Like, don't you think he was somewhat impulsive?
Yes. He ran off the field with his shirt off,
right,
Chris?
So
when he quit. Well,
I'm saying with the Steelers though, but he was an impulsive guy even back here.
Yeah, he didn't win MVP and he punted a football and quit the team.
When a guy is acting the way Pickens is acting, one of the last things I expect a tenured beat writer for the team to say is he is a pretty sharp guy. That implies to me he's very aware of how these outbursts are going to be perceived. So I feel like there's got to be a reason for it on his part. Does he think he's going to win a power struggle with a new position coach?
All right, 2 days of practice and two George Pickens incidents. The first one, he gets into an argument with his wide receivers coach, a blow-up fight. And then today, already ticked off that he's not getting the ball in practice when he's open. 412-928-9370. Are you worried about George Pickens? 412-928-9370. Do you feel good about his future with the Steelers? 412-928-9370. Is this another reason why the Steelers have to go out and get a big wide receiver? 412-928-9370. Let's start with your calls on this. Best call is going to win tickets to a big event next month in town. We're at a big event today, HM3 CareFest 2024, where Pat Benatar will be performing later tonight, right now at Donnie Headline.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fine. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We've got big stories from Steelers camp. Justin Fields remains the starting quarterback. A report from a trusted Steelers website on the Steelers' pursuit of a big-name wide receiver to get into later in the show. But let's keep the George Pickens talk going. 2 days, two George Pickens incidents. The first one, he has a big fight with his wide receivers coach. And then Kabali points out today, he's open, he doesn't get the ball, he starts pouting on the field.
You wonder if the situation yesterday, where maybe he would have perceived, because it's his coach chewing him out, that he got the worst end of it, that he was going to do something today almost no matter what to make his displeasure in general felt. Like, I don't think that the two are necessarily unrelated. I just think, remember, like, the one thing we loved about him was he played very hard. He came back. I don't think you can question, like, his work ethic, because he came off of a torn ACL after, like, 8 months.
And when he wants to block somebody, he puts the corners on their ass. Yep.
But then when he doesn't, you know, it was like with him, I think he always is a guy who wants to get the last laugh, right? Which is kind of a bad thing if you're a receiver, because a good cornerback's going to try to talk to you. And
the last guy usually gets the penalty.
Right. And I just think that in this case today, it's probably like, Otherwise, he wouldn't like really do much about it. But because yesterday happened, he decided he was going to make a scene. It's also showing up Fields a little bit.
Yep,
for sure. I mean, it's not just, I think, showing up maybe your wide receivers coach. It's showing up the new guy in town who a lot of people want to be the starter.
412-928-9370. Let's get to your calls on this, starting with Cody in Bridgeville. Hello, Cody.
Hey, Andrew. How you guys doing this afternoon?
Hey, man. You bet, Cody.
Hey. Would you guys do? I'm interested in seeing. Would you guys be interested in IU for Pickens in a second?
No.
No, I don't think I would.
I would not do that.
No, because I just don't think Ayuk is that much better than Pickens.
And I'm giving up a second-round pick,
and I have to pay him $30
million. And I still have the
same
problem. I've got one really good wide receiver, and I don't have a number two. I'm still running Van Jefferson out there. I'd make the deal straight up.
Because you feel like you're going to pay Ayuk, he's a known commodity, and he's going to be really good for you. I probably would, even though, again, I think Pickens' ceiling is higher than Ayuk's. Ayuk is already very close to that ceiling, and you wonder about Pickens with, like, just his demeanor, if it's going to prevent him.
412-928-9370. Ron is next. Hello, Ron. Ron? Great point, Ron.
That was a fascinating call by Ron.
Is next. Hello, John.
Hi, guys.
Hey, John, can you take us off speakerphone?
Yes, hold on. Hey,
thank
how you
John.
Doing, guys?
Now we can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay.
Fire away.
I just want to say, this is the way I view the whole Pickens situation. You know, if he can't, take him on a field trip down to the steel mill for an afternoon and learn what hard work's all about. And then, if you don't like it, get rid of him. If you don't want to be a team player, how do you think?
I don't think anybody thinks he doesn't work hard. The guy came off of a torn ACL in like 8 months. No one does.
He's temperamental, John. That's the issue. He's very emotional. I don't know if having him check out.
He should be a team player, though. I mean, there should be people around him.
But why would going to a steel mill make him feel that way?
Because maybe he'll understand hard work, and you know, it'll teach him how to be a team player.
Thank you, John. Anyone got a better idea? 412-928-9370. We're 20 minutes in the show. We got people saying take George Pickens on a field trip to a steel mill.
Why does nobody ever say, like, take him to an actuarial firm? He'll learn what hard work is. Take him to an accounting office. Take him to PricewaterhouseCoopers. He'll learn what hard work is.
Andy in Shadyside. Hello, Andy.
Hey, guys. So here's my thoughts on George Pickens, right? He's just like every other diva receiver out there. All number ones are like George Pickens. I mean, look at, you know, Stephon Diggs and A.J. Brown and Tyreek Hill.
I mean, is Jefferson's right? The best receiver in the league? Is he really like that? Is Jamar Chase really like that? Are those dudes like that? Is Brandon Ayuk like that?
Is Tyreek Hill like that?
Well, Tyreek Hill's got his other problems, Pony.
Yeah, he's got lots of kids. But anyway, so I think with George Pickens, you know, yes, is he going to keep you up at night? Is he frustrating because of these antics? Of course, but he's too good for us to think about getting rid of him. I mean, we don't have any other receivers. So this, I think, definitely, you know.
So wait a minute. Let me just make sure I hear you right. If he was up for a contract right now and wanted to get paid like the best wide receivers, like Ayuk, and said, I want $27, $28, $29 million because of his talent, you'd give it to him?
You have to.
Who no, you don't.
But I mean, are you already? Hold on. Are you already pot committed to? Are you already pot committed to the idea that they're gonna have to pay him huge money like after this coming season because they won't have anybody else?
I think it's all dependent on what moves they make. If they go and get an IU, then yeah, you don't need to re-sign them, right? You don't want to deal with that head case, okay? But if you don't get another top receiver, you can't just go into the next couple years without any good receivers on your team. I mean, these aren't easy receivers to find.
Well, I disagree with that last part because I opened up the show saying that to Pony for a reason. It's become a passing league in the last 15 to 20 years, like an overwhelmingly pass-oriented league, and I think college football, the talent pool tends to follow NFL trends, and so I think you are seeing more and more wide receivers get drafted. Justin Jefferson's the best in the league. What was he, Pony, the 22nd pick?
I thought the Steelers were great at drafting wide receivers, Andy.
Here's the thing with Pickens, though, right? Why was he available in the second round for the Steelers in the first place?
Attitude or medical?
Exactly. So attitude. So this is not a secret. I think the Steelers are very aware of it, and they've done this with other receivers, too, in the past and other players in general. And so, you know, I think this isn't a surprise. This isn't news that he's pouting on the sideline because he didn't get thrown the ball. I mean, this is what you get in today's day and age with wide receivers. I hate it, too. It sucks, but this is what you get, right?
I just categorically disagree that it happens everywhere.
Is Amon-Ra St. Brown a headache
no,
for them?
I don't think so.
I mean, I can name – that's the thing. I can
Jaylen
name –
Waddle in Miami,
no,
is he that way?
I mean, he's not their number one guy, but he's a top
– paid like one.
He's an upper echelon guy. I mean,
is that going to hurt T. Higgins when he goes to the open market next year?
I think Hill's a really bad guy off the field, but Tyreek Hill on the field doesn't pout. He just balls out. I mean – Diggs is one of the guys that you could say that about. CeeDee Lamb occasionally looks ticked off, but he also puts up just absolutely insane
numbers. He led the league in catches.
A.J. Brown occasionally gets mad, but never to the point where it, like, I think reaches Pickens levels. Maybe once or twice it has, but he puts up crazy numbers.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Coming up next, 4 days away from the Major League Baseball trade deadline, it's another edition of Deadline Debates. We have a great guest from the MLB Network. Former Pirates reliever Dan Plesac. He is highly entertaining, and he has big thoughts on the deals that have happened in the last 24 hours and where the Bucks are going next. But first, a Donnie headline. That music means it's time for Deadline Debates, brought to you by no one right now.
And you're running out of time.
Yeah. So we'll just tell you where we are. HM3 CareFest 2024. Pat Benatar performing here tonight. Big star tomorrow night. I don't think we're actually allowed to say who it is on the air. But the opening act is the great Smokey Robinson.
Tomorrow, I think the third or fourth one of these shows that I have done from the HM3 Foundation Celebrity CareFest. And tomorrow's headliner, I believe, is the biggest name. And this is no disrespect to any of the other acts. Earth, Wind, and Fire has played this. Obviously, Earth, Wind, and Fire, gigantic.
So did Creed.
Did they?
I think so.
Well, I know Earth, Wind, and Fire did. And obviously, Earth, Wind, and Fire, one of the biggest acts in the world in their heyday. This person tomorrow night, I know, is very close to having been in their heyday. And in that heyday was absolutely one of the biggest acts on the planet.
Let's debate the deadline with our next guest. You see him on MLB Network. He's a former Pirates relief pitcher. A man that was once voted by our listeners as the most entertaining baseball analyst in America, and that is the great Dan Plesac on 93.7 The Fan. Dan, Andrew Filippone, and Chris Muller in Pittsburgh, how are you?
Guys, great, man. You're making this hard for me to live up to this billing. But, man, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what's been cool. The last couple of weeks, man, the Pirates, you know, to talk about the Pirates in a national thing, and it's been great. Like, you know, you always wonder when you have that 1-1 pick, are you going to hit the right home run? Man, I'm going to tell you what, this Paul Skeens, he has changed the landscape, not only in Pittsburgh, but, I mean, this guy is I've been in the big leagues. 1986 was my rookie year. And I've been part of the draft, worked at MLB Network since 2009. And we throw the word around, like, great, and the best I've ever seen, and who do you compare him to? I can't compare him to anybody because he is the most put-together, polished pitcher I've seen 1 year removed out of college. I mean, he has a weapon for righties. He has a weapon for lefties. He has a weapon for a pull hitter. He has a weapon for an inside-out hitter. Even his last start, I don't care. I get it. He gave up a run in the ninth inning. I think I got more respect for him his last start, even though it was his first loss in about 15 months. He's the real deal, man. He is the real deal. And you know what the cool thing is? To see that ballpark, people coming back to that ballpark, it's a great venue. And I hope they can take advantage of this mojo because, you know, college football and the Steelers are just around the corner. Man, it's time for the Buccos right now. They can grab a hold of that sports landscape in the Berg.
Dan, I love hearing you say that. So who should they go out and get to help Paul Skeens in the next 4 days?
Yeah, okay. Now, here's the issue, right? Now, the Pirates are in a little different spot than, let's say, the Dodgers are, right? The Dodgers have more money than they know what to do with. They've got a minor league system that they're not afraid to get rid of because they can replenish it. Here's the issue. If you're the Pirates right now, you'd like to go get some starting pitching, right? Everybody does. And everybody would like to get some bullpen help. And I know the Pirates are kicking the tires on everybody. Here's the problem. It's going to be hard for the Pirates to go get Crochet. Now, I think Crochet took himself out of the trade market saying, hey, listen, if he goes someplace, he's going to have an extension before he'll pitch in the month of October. And he's put the White Sox in a terrible spot. So I don't think he's going anywhere. So cross him off the board. I don't think the Pirates are going to be in on Blake Snell. That price is going to be high. And if I'm the Pirates, I'm not giving up a couple of minor leaguers to rent a guy for 3 months. The chances of Blake Snell signing back with the Pirates, slim to none.
Dan, Ken Rosenthal's reporting that they're down in Miami and they're watching Jazz Chisholm. What would you make of that move?
Absolutely. Listen, I would love it. I mean, he'll bring some athletics. He has some power. He can play the infield. You can put him in the outfield. There's a lot of different places he can play. The cool part about it is right now, I think the Pirates realize, like, hey, they've got a legitimate chance. This National League wild card, the Braves are beaten up with injuries right now. The Cardinals, the Pirates, they're as good as the Cardinals are right now. The Pirates are as good as any of these teams in the wild card hunt. They're all flawed. Like, if the Braves had Acuna and if the Braves had Strider and Max Fried, we wouldn't be having this conversation, but they don't. And I think the Braves are going to come back to the pack. I think the time is now if the Pirates, I would love to see them do something. But the problem is there's like 15 teams that are in the same boat the Pirates are. They're within shouting distance.
How about Brent Rooker from the A's, Dan? Because we've talked to
Absolutely.
A couple people.
Absolutely.
Well, this is something as a guy who played that I'm very curious your thoughts on. We had somebody, Jim Bowden, actually come on with us and tell us he didn't think that would work out necessarily because Rooker can't play the field at all. He's a pure DH. He's an awesome force offensively. But to do that, you'd be minimizing McCutcheon's role because he's DHing for this team. And he said would mess with the fabric of the clubhouse. What do you make of that fabric of the clubhouse kind of argument with a guy like Rooker?
I got to tell you, man, there's really something to that, right? You've got what is the hardest thing when you're a team that acquires a guy at the trade deadline, unless it's one of those slam dunk guys. Like, let's just say hypothetically, The Pirates were able to go get Kikuchi or they were going to go get Blake Snell. Everybody in that Pirate locker room would just wrap their arms around and say, hey, welcome aboard. But it's a very fine line when you bring a guy in at the trade deadline and all the guys that grinded through spring training. And if the guy isn't a serious difference maker, somebody that's been the fabric of that team for the first 4 months is going to have to take a seat. And if that's a guy like Andrew McCutchen, listen, everybody rallies around Andrew McCutchen. That's the fine line. That's why I would never be a good general manager, because, like, I'm not patient enough. I would get too emotional. But I'd like to see the Pirates. I know for a fact, because I've talked to people, I know the Pirates are trying. Now, the problem is there's like 15 other teams that are trying to. Listen, they've got about a week to figure out what they can do and what they can't do. And I hope they can, because they're in this thing. Like, they are legitimately in this thing, because the teams that are ahead of them.
Can they get to the World Series like Arizona did last year, Dan? Can they be one of those teams?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, would you want to face Paul Skeens in game one? Do you want to face Keller and they get Jones back off the IL? Hey, you don't know. Like, nobody thought the Diamondbacks. Listen, the Philadelphia Phillies last year, if you're talking about a slam dunk team, I mean, they just steamrolled everybody. And then they go back home game 6 and 7. The Diamondbacks fly across the country and they punch the Phillies in the face game 6 and game 7 in Philadelphia, which was impossible. Hey, I'm like this. Listen. If you're the Dodgers, you're the Yankees, you're the Red Sox, you know, just to get in, like, you know, their fan bases, yeah, we're going to get in. But if you're the Pirates, you're the Reds, you're the Brewers, you're a team that, like, you want to get in, you're the Diamondbacks, if you can get in, get the hell in. Why not? Why not? Man, because it brings a lot of enthusiasm. You know, those fans in Pittsburgh, they are waiting to wrap their arms around the black and gold again. They really are. And it was so cool to see the day before Skeens pitched, and then the day that he pitched, the next day, 30-plus thousand people at that ballpark. I'm telling you, I've been everywhere. I've been at MLB since 2009. There isn't a better venue in baseball than that ballpark in Pennsylvania. That place is the real place. That place is a hidden gem, except for the people in Pittsburgh to know about it. I tell people all the time, they always ask me, hey, where do I want to go on a road trip to go watch a game? I tell them, man, get your car, drive to Pittsburgh, and you go watch a big game at Pittsburgh. It's the best venue in baseball.
Dan Plesiak, MLB Network, with high praise of PNC Park and the Pirates' chances this year. Dan, we'll keep watching you. Keep doing the Jim Leland impressions. People back in Pittsburgh like those.
Yeah. I got to be careful with that, though, because sooner or later I'm going to drop an F-bomb. That's the only problem. When Amzinger eggs me on to do it, sooner
and
or later
smoking in
I'm
studio
drop an F-bomb.
Is also not popular. Yes.
Exactly. So if I drop a few F-bombs, you guys hang on. Maybe I'll join you guys on the afternoon drive.
See you, Dan.
See you, Dan.
You got it, guys. Go Bucks.
Yep. I mean, they don't need starting pitching, Malzy. That kind of came out of nowhere from Plesiak.
Is that just a former pitcher saying you can never have enough starting pitching?
Try to win every game, 1-0. But he did say they could make the World Series, like the team they played tonight.
A very energetic man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.